Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. It's good to be back after a week spent volunteering with IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service, in the greater Bowling Green, Kentucky area. I've begun the rebuilding, repairing phase of the disaster response due to last December's tornado outbreak. And I was able to work with a great group of guys that came down from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we helped hang drywall in a home being built for a family that lost pretty much everything as the tornado took their home away and rolled the homeowner down the hill and had some injuries that required surgery, but is doing well and looking forward to being back home again in a new home. And so if you have time, availability, some basic skills and even some advanced skills in construction, check out IDES at IDES.org, and you're able to volunteer. They're scheduling volunteer groups through early June right now. A couple weeks are already full, but you're able to see how you might be able to help. And IDES is also responding to the crisis in Ukraine and the surrounding countries with the war that's going on and the invasion by Russia. And so you're able to help them financially. That would be great also. Today we're going to begin a week looking at some godly instruction. And I suspect we all get that way at times where we're in a conversation with someone or perhaps a letter that we're writing, and we realize that for whatever reason, time is coming to an end. Perhaps we have other obligations or we're out of paper or whatever it might be, or our minutes are up. But there's things that we really want to emphasize, we really want to say, and so we make sure they get said before we have to go. And I kind of get the feeling, that kind of feeling, at the end of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. He's given them a lot of instruction, a lot of details on how to address various things that are going on, how to live life in a godly way. And it gets to chapter 16 and verses 13 and 14. Is this series of instructions that are pretty concise, but they're not new instructions, and so it's not that they needed a lot of explanation. They just needed to be a reminder that this is important. He says, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be people of courage, be strong, do everything in love. And so this week in our morning devotions, we're going to be looking at those various elements of godly instruction that Paul gave to the Corinthians. And today we're going to focus on that idea of being on guard. Peter wrote in 1 Peter verse 5:8, to be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Self-controlled and alert. When I think about being on guard, I think about an alertness that is constantly paying attention to what is going on around you. Not missing the details, but also not missing the obvious. Peter wrote and says, your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion prowling around seeking who he might devour. I think, why be alert? How can you miss a roaring lion? Think about the way that temptation sneaks into our life, and sometimes it's very subtle, and the deceptiveness is in the surprise, but other times it's very loud and very upfront. And because it's so obvious, we don't pay all that much attention to it until it's too late. To live life on guard, it says that I'm guarding my thoughts, I'm guarding my vision, I'm guarding my actions, I'm guarding where I go. Living life on guard says that what I have, and a week ago I preached a message on a valuable jar of clay. And being on guard says that I know that what's within me is so valuable that I need to protect it at any cost. I need to watch out for any that would seek to steal. My favorite verse, John 10:10, says, "The thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy." And God says through Peter to be alert, because your enemy prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, whom he may destroy. Living life on guard says, I'm being watchful. I'm paying attention. I'm doing what it takes to live by the Word of God, to allow God's Spirit to fill me and to guide me and to lead me in ways that are right and good and just. I suspect we've all been there at times where those that surround us want to do something that we just as soon would rather not do. And whether it's wrong or sinful, or whether it's just something we don't enjoy, we find ourselves going along with it because that's what our friends want. That's what everybody around us wants, because it's hard to say no. And whilst there's room in our life for compromise on preferences and things of that nature, we tend to carry that over into things that we have no business compromising on. God says to be on guard for those things that would lead us astray. Those things that would change our focus, that would take our eyes off of Christ. What does life look like when we're on guard? It looks like a person who is, as Peter put, self-controlled, who's alert, who's self-controlled as a fruit of the Spirit, not as an arrogant pride. Sometimes we hear that word of self-control and it almost sounds like we're in charge. But when self-control is lived out as a fruit of the Spirit, it's something that God's producing in us. Perhaps a better view of that would to be self-aware of God's Spirit in control. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider how alert you are, how on guard you are against the deceitfulness of the enemy. How on guard you are against the loud calling of the enemy. The things that are so loud and so frequent that they begin to simply become a part of our life. I think it's so much of the sin that we've normalized in the world and in the United States. And for most of it in my lifetime, it began as very subtle acceptance. Very subtle in its approach. But there came a time with most of it that it became very loud. It became that roaring lion. Almost as if you can't ignore it. And as if something that obvious and that loud can't be wrong. Well, we wouldn't be bragging about it. We wouldn't be promoting it. And we have a tendency to fall into both of those traps, the traps of the loud and arrogant that says this has to be right, and the traps of the quiet deceitfulness that tends to trick us into something we don't even realize until we feel it's too late to turn back. And so we pray that we would live on guard, that we would pay attention, and that we would help others by being on guard. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called to us to come and to be your children, to know your protection, to know your embrace, to know your acceptance, to know your transformation. Brother Philip preached yesterday to know your reconciliation. Father God, as we pray today, I pray that you would help each one of us to be on guard, especially against those things that we know we have a weakness for. Whether our weakness involves deceit and being drawn into something that we've not seen where it's leading until it's too late, or whether our weakness is in the pride and arrogance of the loud and the flashy. May we be self-controlled in a way that it's a controlling of submissive surrender to your Spirit. May we be alert, constantly aware of the schemes of the enemy. May we realize that although he is one who seeks to kill and steal and destroy, that you are the one who came that we would have life and life to the full. So God, as we live on guard, may we recognize your desire that it's not a diminished life, but rather a fuller life. Because we're following this godly instruction to be on guard. Father, may we take the whole counsel of your word and apply it to our life. As the psalmist wrote about your word being a lamp and a light to our feet and to our path, may it guide us in the ways that please and honor you, in ways that protect us, in ways that warn us, in ways that help us to avoid the pitfalls of the enemy. Father, as we live as those that are on guard, may we care for our brothers and sisters. May we care for one another in such a way that we warn. No, there's, Father, we recognize in so many areas there's no value to having a guard that doesn't warn people of the danger that they see coming. And as we live as those that are on guard, may we lovingly and with kindness and compassion warn those who the enemy is deceiving, whom the enemy is about to attack, who are living on the edge of danger. May they come to know the godly instruction that you would have them to live by. Father, today as we live life on guard, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.